This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
You're after something. Is it revenge? Money? Or is it something else? You look good. A little rough around the edges, but good.
Heard about a job. Big shot gangster putting together crew.
I'm a driver. And I'm a flyer. I waited a long time for a shot like this.
What do you think? Well, what do you know?
You and I have unfinished business.
The first rule of Fight Club is you do not talk about Fight Club.
Do you really think you have a chance against us, Mr. Cowboy?
Get away from her, you...
Ever dance with the devil in the pale moonlight?
You want answers!
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
At the Movies on BFM 89.9.
I'm Umar Paganampake Pagan, alongside Ian McNally and Bahe Yusuf. We finally got a full trailer to Solo, A Star Wars Story. This has been a long time coming. The movie is out in just 4 weeks. And if you compare the blitz of advertising and marketing that we got for Infinity War, that we got for even Rogue One, this is a blip.
I think Infinity War can't be compared to anything, but I think comparing it to Rogue One is a good comparison, because Rogue One had all that stuff that wasn't in the movie, so that's why they're hiding it, because they're frantically re-editing on the fly.
Like, maybe that's what they're doing.
Maybe that's what they're doing.
They're putting stuff together.
The only person that seems compelled to put stuff out is Ron Howard himself.
Yeah. Yeah.
And he keeps making spelling mistakes on his tweets and Instagram posts. Poor guy. I mean, he misspelled Millennium Falcon and people took him out for it. And then he actually apologized on Instagram going, "Hey guys, I'm so sorry. This is the price you pay for posting everything yourself."
Yeah.
Oh, okay, well, good win, I guess.
It's a good win. Good win.
Also, yeah. I'm directing a movie, a Star Wars movie. Well,
I'm trying to put this stuff together.
Leave me alone. I'm still amazed by the lack of push for this movie, and I don't know.
I still don't believe it's real. I still feel like last year was like, yeah, they'll do the Han Solo movie, they'll do the Boba Fett movie, and they'll do the Obi-Wan movie, and I don't care about any of those. But now it's like,
I still don't know if I care about any of those.
It's another thing. I hope another thing they learned from Rogue One is not to just throw away the music and stuff they have from before, because it has an interesting kind of bassy vibe to the trailer and stuff. Yeah. Rogue One threw away what seemed to be an awesome arrangement of the Star Wars theme and just inserted it with nothing, a half-finished theme that really annoyed me.
Correct. And the reason for that is, I think, because they probably had that really awesome version and then they dumped their composer halfway through and gave Michael Giacchino like 30 days to finish it, right? Yeah. With this one, it seems like, at least with all of its troubles, directorial troubles, it feels like at least the music, the visual effects, that kind of stuff seems to be okay.
Yeah, there's a shot at the beginning, which I only noticed the second time, which it looks like they're assembling a Star Destroyer. It's like the tower bit and the triangly bit. And I'm like, is that the shipyards of Corellia?
Ooh.
You know, the shipyards of Corellia.
You guys are going to have to go deep.
Where the Millennium Falcon comes from.
Oh. The Millennium Falcon is a
Corellian transport.
Corellian transport. But like also Han Solo, I think, has had... It's one of these things where, you know, they put names on everything in the original series. Yeah. And then every one of those things became something in the extended universe.
Yes.
So like the shipyards of Corellia are like... They're in so many books and Lando's fought battles there. And there's been all sorts of things there. And all that's wiped away now. But I think Han's always been from there. I think he's Corellian.
Is he Corellian?
I'm not 100% sure.
I don't know either.
There or something. So it's interesting that what they're picking and choosing what they want to take from the extended universe.
You might want to buckle up, baby.
Here they come!
Let me give you some advice. Assume everyone will betray you, and you will never be disappointed.
I got a really good feeling about this.
When do you know how to fly? 190 years old? You look great. Push it.
I'm still quite excited about this movie. It's interesting because I became more excited about this movie when I found out that they had swapped in Ron Howard, because I'm just a huge Ron Howard fan. I grew up watching his films, and I never would have imagined that he would make a Star Wars movie.
Mm.
It's like Steven Spielberg directing a Star Wars movie, or Robert Zemeckis directing a Star Wars movie. It feels like stuff that was right up their alley, but they were still somewhat removed from it. And then now it's like, hey, Ron Howard, make a Han Solo movie.
It's like at this point you assume it's too late.
And with a script by Lawrence Kasdan, which is just... right? But I made the wrong sound effect for my brain exploding.
Just the Death Star exploding here. But Lord and Miller couldn't seem to do it. It's just, it's odd. I don't know. Star Wars is getting weirder and weirder.
Reading some of the stuff about Lord and Miller, I understood why. I think from a couple of people were saying how they were really trying to push the comedy bit.
Lots of takes, kind of trying to get that kind of stuff going.
Yeah, which doesn't feel like what a Star Wars movie is. I know we're now sounding like one of those guys.
But this is the time where we have to go beyond what a Star Wars movie is. Because if we blow up another spherical death machine, I'm sick and tired of it. I don't
want
to see it.
I don't want it.
Yeah. This movie also has a bad guy in a mask. Or I think it's turned out to be a bad girl in a mask. The villain is a woman, apparently. You can't tell at the moment. It's that person who looks like they've walked out of the video game Destiny. But apparently it's a woman. Mm. So... I don't know, but this looks like Ocean's 11 in space, which could be fun.
Which could be fun. And I think that's what they need to do, right? They need to borrow a leaf from the Marvel movies where, you know, yes, they are superhero films, but they try and tackle different genres.
Yeah. Mm.
And this one has the strongest leaning towards that because, for me, because of all the musical cues in the trailer, it feels like a Western. From the shot,
couple of shots, that
a little bit.
Right,
all the bass makes it sound like Steven Soderbergh doing a crimey movement. You know,
a little bit.
Yeah.
But even that low angle shot with him flipping his
holster open,
right? Yeah. It has vibes of Indiana Jones and a bit of a Western vibe going on. And I hope they stick with that.
Yeah. I'm just wondering how long it gets until we get to a movie that is just nothing but sassy robots.
I'd watch that.
You would. I know.
Because
right?
This looks L3 looks like it's Lando's robot seems to be a sassy robot, very sassy.
Yes.
And like, you know,
yeah,
also
yeah.
Not opposed to hurting people. They seem to be getting away from the R2-D2 and C-3PO robots.
Yeah, that was that line by Lando, let the meat face go or something. Yeah, it's just like, that's funny.
I just got really excited when Chewie face plants a guy in the trailer.
Let
I was
the Wookiee
like,
win.
Oh.
And there's that nice bit as well where it's like when Han asks Chewie, how did you learn to fly? And he's like, 196 years old. And like, what?
He's like, you look great.
You look great, yeah. Like that's a good vibe.
That to me feels like the only Han Solo moment in the trailer.
That and I really like the, I know this is really cheesy, but I really like the, I've got a really good feeling about this.
Finally someone flips it on its head.
I don't know. I just rewatched the trailer before we recorded this and I'm watching it. I'm going, I don't know if I'm this excited anymore.
But this is. I don't think you have to be. It's a fun jaunt, and
absolutely.
Star Wars can do that.
Yeah, yeah. No, I'm not. I'm not dissing it. I'll definitely be out.
I'm looking forward
it.
To the romantic comedy set in the Star Wars universe.
Oh, I'd watch that.
But I want
starring Matthew McConaughey.
I want more of that. Right?
Sandra Bullock.
You know what you're gonna get. You know what you're gonna get with the Marvel movies, right? All of the ones in between, which aren't Captain America, Iron Man, or Avengers movies, are those jaunts. You get an Ant-Man, which is a comedy. You get a Ragnarok. And I want
which is
more,
also a comedy. So
which is also a comedy.
So what you're saying is in between those big movies, you get comedies.
Well, Winter Soldier.
You get Winter Soldier. They haven't figured out how to do another Winter Soldier yet.
You get some Shakespearean epics as well, or attempted Shakespearean epics too. And I think you get all these things in between, which are nice. We haven't seen that in the Star Wars universe yet because I think the Star Wars universe takes itself a little too seriously. They probably have a lot more rabid, murder-worthy fans than I would say even the MCU does. And that's probably why we saw the kind of threats Rian Johnson got after Last Jedi.
Yeah, but also he dealt with them with such style and grace that the man's a legend.
Which is fantastic, right? Which is fantastic.
Which is probably why they gave him just three more movies.
You're cutting through fanboys like Obi-Wan through droidicas with a lightsaber. Just go for it.
Just take it.
You can take it.
Yeah.
But Solo is something that I'm looking forward to because Trouble Productions aside, I mean, I'm going to ignore that until I actually see the film.
Yeah.
It's got great directorial chops and great screenwriting chops, and that's what I'm hoping.
And interesting looking visuals. I think I saw someone on Twitter talking about how they keep putting Star Destroyers in places you wouldn't expect.
Yeah.
That's one, and I don't know if it's the same guy who said it, because I read on Twitter someone pointing out that in the last few Star Wars movies, Star Destroyers kind of look like kaijus.
They're like, I mean, because they make them in the modern in The Force Awakens onwards, they're ridiculously big.
Yes.
Like, they're so big they can't even get the towers big enough on them. Like, you know what I mean? It's all the potato wedge.
Yeah.
Or the pizza slice. It's all that bit. Like, we can't make the tower big enough, so why not? The rest of it's just too damn big. So.
And they're just looming. The shadows are looming over everything. And
still can't turn very well, though.
Yeah, it's space. It's, you're not avoiding
parking's a anything. Nightmare.
It's called space.
They keep going into planetary atmospheres with these things.
In the next Star Wars movie, they're going to land it in water.
Yeah, it's going to be underwater. They already did that in Star Trek. So after this, then, what do we got? Is it Obi-Wan next, or do we even know what
is
the
that
next...
confirmed? Is the Obi-Wan confirmed?
It's not confirmed. They just said they were working on it.
And also, the guys who did Game of Thrones are getting some... A movie? Three movies? A series?
A TV series? Something like that. Yeah. I can't remember. There's just a ton of stuff. But the next one after this will be the last episode 9. From this
Skywalker saga,
new
right?
trilogy, yeah. Skywalker saga. And then after that, apparently it's all new stuff, but we'll wait and see.
Yeah.
But for now, I think we may get a little more of a marketing blitz after Infinity War. I think that's when they'll start selling Solo.
I think TV spots have already started.
Oh, have they?
Yeah, okay. There's a TV spot. I just saw the headline, which was like how Han learns Chewie's name, which when you think about it, Chewie can't say his name. How do you say Chewbacca when he doesn't make really consonant noises, really? It's all vowels.
I don't know why you're both looking at me for this answer. I don't know.
I never thought about it before. I was like, how would he can't say his own name?
Solo opens in cinemas late May. Check out the trailer and let us know what you think. Does this trailer make you more excited than the teaser trailer? I'm on at Uma Pagan.
I'm on at McNasty Prime.
I'm at Bahe White.
You're listening to At The Movies. This is BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.